Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high I can't get over it. So low I can't get under it. So wide can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it.
Hello and welcome to another Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcote's North Parish Church. So how are you today? In the mood for some music and a wee chat, especially with a local flavour? Well, we have right here, right now, live in the studio, some friends from just down the hill, from Adelaide Bible College in Nine Yard Street in Saltcote's. The reason they're here is to share with us their latest CD, entitled Let Him Be the Love. So let me introduce you to them right away. We have here Roger Patterson, their director of music. Roger has an honours degree in music and is the sort of guy who can seem to pick up any instrument and be fairly expert at it very quickly. At the moment, he's discovering the joys of the church pipe organ. On the CD, you'll realise that Roger is magic on the piano. And we have also Stephanie Payne, who runs the print shop at Adelaide College. Well, I suppose printing takes all types. Maybe she was responsible for the jazzy CD cover with its pink heart motif. And we have Ellie Luscombe, who's one of the star singers in the production. She's also very good at performing dramas. I've seen her a few times now, and the last time was at Christmas when she acted alongside a life-size Bugs Bunny. But that was something else, as they say. Anyway, welcome to all three of you, and thanks for coming into the studio to introduce us to your latest masterpiece. So, tell us about it. Let Him Be the Love. So, what possessed you to go and produce this particular thing?
Well, since the beginning of the work of the Come Back to God campaign, there's always been music. A singing group or soloists. My dad's own ministry was very much as a performer. He accompanied himself on the piano, and through the years of the campaign, when they have had a singing group, they've always done recordings here and there, and they had a radio program. And to our prayer supporters, they used to send out material in tape form, CD form, of pieces they would record, poems, etc. And we hadn't recorded anything since 2003, and we felt it was the right time to record another CD of material that we've been performing since 2008 up to 2011, just last year. And obviously a couple of the pieces on the CD are new, just from last year as well.
But the title is Let Him Be the Love.
Yeah.
So where do you get your title from?
Well, it's actually from a Covenant Players CD that my elder brother actually was a fan of, I think, at the time. And I listened to it with one of my friends, and we took two of the songs that we liked, and we thought we could adapt it for the singing group at Adelaide College. So that's what we did. And Let Him Be the Love has a very strong message, and we felt that it was the right title for the track, because I actually asked all of you guys, didn't I, to come up with a name, what you felt would be the right name.
But it took... who picked the name in the end?
I don't know who was it.
I actually had.
I think it was Stephanie, and I think my mum felt that was right. And actually, I thought, well, actually, many people wouldn't think it that would have been the title, but I think it suits it well. Yeah.
So, what does the title mean, Stephanie? Let Him Be the Love.
To me, it just felt very strong to me that Let Him Be the Love was a good message to give out for people to be aware. Let Jesus be the love. And it's a very strong message to me, so I thought it was a good one to give out as well.
Right, well, let's hear it then. Mm-hmm.
I see you looking on ahead, afraid of all the change. I see the fear that's in your eyes, wondering if it'll be okay. And all that I can say to you is look at what the Lord can do with willing hearts like yours. Change the world and so much more. Let him be the love that you're afraid you just can't feel. Let him show you just how far his strength in you can reach. Let go of what you're striving for. Give the journey to the Lord and let him be the love. Sometimes in our misguidedness, we try to change the world.
We try to change the world.
And only after failure can we really start to
learn.
The part that we've been called to play is letting Jesus have his way when we give up control. The soul that's saved becomes our own.
Becomes our own.
Let him be the Lord that you're afraid you just can't feel.
You just can't feel.
Let him show you just how far his strength in you can reach.
Let him show you.
Let go of what you're striving for.
Striving for.
Give the journey to the Lord and let him be the love. I know it's heavy on your own. The burden seems too much. But don't forget you're not alone. There's no safer place.
You are listening to 3TFM's Holy Half Hour with me, Alec Noble, speaking to Roger, Stephanie and Ellie about Adelaide College's latest CD, Let Him Be the Love, of which that was the title track. I say latest because you've made a few CDs previously, have you not?
Yes, yeah, we have.
So what have you done before?
I was involved in the 2003 Jubilee CD that the Campaign Singers did, but that was my first one. Before that, it was a bunch of people that now are no longer with our work, but as they come and go, different people join the singing group, leave the singing group. But yeah, 2003 was the one that I was involved in last time until this time.
So the singers this time, this is the first experience for them of doing this.
Yeah.
So how was it for you girls?
It was definitely an experience. I've never done anything like that before. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I remember seeing the singers like 10 years ago, and it's changed quite a lot, I think.
Yeah.
Why is music a big part of Adelaide College?
I think it's been a big part since the beginning, really. I mean, there's always been a singing group, hasn't there?
Mm-hmm. But it's part of the ministry, isn't it? When we go out on missions and things.
Missions,
yeah.
And when we're in schools, you do some singing. When we're doing... Mm-hmm. Was it the dramas as well? There's singing involved. Obviously a big part of the worship as well.
Yeah.
So when you go out on missions and ministry, what do you do? You do services.
Yeah, it's like it's a singer's evening. It's like an actual performance, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Or a concert.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A cross between a service and a concert.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there is a word, isn't there?
Yeah.
It's always a little sermon given. And a drama in there as well.
And your job, Roger, is director of music.
Yes.
What does that involve from day to day?
Taking the group of singers, the eight, or the seven or eight, usually, creating backing tracks, accompanying soloists. Obviously, I have to play for the services that we have and meetings that we hold whenever we've got anything happening at the college for conferences. I'll be playing for that, and also for, say, when we have conferences from other people that come in, or away days where we have people visit us and they want a service, I'd have to play for that, weddings, etc. So yeah, my job is more or less just doing all the music, really. Yeah.
So you've picked the next track, can you say why?
For The Beauty of the Earth. I thought, actually, I chose that because I thought people would be able to relate to it, those that like choral music. John Rutter, he's a very, very famous choral composer. And it's really the only one on there that I thought that those that like choral music could relate to, just for the sake that it's famous. It's probably the most difficult piece, actually, that we recorded, I would say.
Okay, there's a challenge. Let's hear how you get on. So, Ellie, tell me about your part in the whole production. So, what are you? Are you a soprano?
I sing alto, but I suppose technically I am a soprano, but I'm singing alto at the moment. It's been about a year and a half, isn't it?
Yeah.
Alto.
You start off soprano and you end up alto. Is that a mistake? So you said this is the first time you've ever done a recording.
Yeah, I've never done anything like recording a whole album before.
So you're quite proud of this?
Yes.
Why did you all bother to do it? What's in your tickers? What's behind? What's the motivation?
Well, I think it's because, you know, when you have people that come to see you perform, and many of our, I suppose, of our older friends, people that support our work through prayer or financially, who have often enjoyed the music, but not just that, because the music is a ministry to them. It speaks to them. The Lord has ministered to them through it, and they wanted something to take away with them. And we often have people say, oh, do you have a CD? Do you have a CD? And so many times when we've performed in the recent couple of years, we've had people say that. And we've never been able to give them something recent, have we?
No, it's always been 2003, wasn't it?
Yeah, older things, you know, things from 2003. So that's why we did it, so we could give something to them, so they could actually take something away with them.
And was it quite hard work, or was it good fun?
It was hard work. It was good fun. We did have a laugh.
Yeah, it was.
It was fun and very tiring.
So, Ellie, what's your favourite sort of bit of it then? You were asked to pick one.
Yeah.
So what did you pick?
I picked Come Now, Gentle Spirit. I mean, it's always been, ever since I joined the Singers a couple of years ago, it's always been my favourite one. And it's one we quite often open with. We open Singers meetings with them, and people quite often say afterwards it spoke to them, and that's what we want.
And it speaks to you too.
Yeah, and it's one of my favourites to sing.
When it speaks to you, what does it say?
Well, it's one of those songs. I mean, it's more of a prayer than anything else, you know, because we're asking, you know, Jesus and the Holy Spirit to fill the room, and when we sing it, there's a difference, and you can feel as well, and it's just really, really nice.
Right, well, let's see if we can feel it too.
Come now, O gentle spirit, comforter, come among us. Spirit of Jesus, we welcome you here. We carry
So, Stephanie, this is a new experience for you too.
Yep, this is the first time recording as well.
Yeah. And we're saying recording, it wasn't done live, was it? It was recorded in a studio.
Yeah, in a studio that we have at Adelaide College, yep.
You got your own studio?
Yes, we have, yep.
Right.
Well, it was in the conference room, wasn't it? It was.
We had it all set up with the studio equipment, though, didn't we?
Yeah.
So, is it like take 65, or did you do it sort of first time lucky, or...?
I think the majority of the tracks we at least did maybe four times to get what we've got now. So,
how do you feel yourselves about singing live and singing recorded? Is it very different?
There's definitely a big difference, I think, from recording and singing live.
What's the difference? Amount of nerves.
Well, I think you realise, don't you, you've got one take.
Yeah.
To get this song across to the audience, where when you're recording, you know you can maybe do it once.
Stop and go back.
But yet, at the same time, there's some things that happen, isn't there, when you're recording? You can't...
Yeah. It's like doing the action songs. You're standing there, like, all singing together, and you want to do the actions, but you know you can't because you get hurt moving about. So it's I found that quite hard, actually.
Yeah.
Not
but
doing the
in
movement.
Simple terms, what would you prefer, recording or live?
Live.
I'd say live.
You'd sing a song like three or four times and you'd be like, really tired afterwards, and all you hear is, again. Yeah, it's true.
Well, I had to have something to work with.
So, Stephanie, of the selection here, what have you chosen?
I actually like one of the quieter pieces called Breath of God.
Why do you like that one?
I think when listening to it, when I've played the CD, I always like to go to this song. I think just because it's a quieter piece and it's got lovely words inside it as well, it just makes you relax and actually want to listen to it as well. Mm-hmm. I would say it's probably one of my favourites off the CD.
Very good. So let's have a quiet, meditative, worshipful song now. Breath of God.
Open my eyes.
how has your CD been doing? Have you had any feedback?
Yeah, I've had quite a lot of feedback. It's been quite good. My mum said to me that it was brilliant, but she has to say that.
Oh, if your mum says it, that's
got to
very
say
important.
That. But it's been really, really positive so far.
I mean, you're the one that deals with all the sending out to those that have ordered it, don't you? I mean,
I think quite a lot of people have ordered them. We've sent quite a number of them out since we've
given them as gifts. Sent
them for Christmas gifts. Yeah.
Yeah.
And several people buying them for other people that have listened to them as well. So.
Yeah, that's good.
Right, let's squeeze in another track. So, have you anything to say about Jesus, You're the Centre of My Joy?
Well, this is a Gaither track, actually, and there might be some people listening to this that are Gaither fans, an American man and his wife, I think. I can't remember his first name now. Gloria Gaither is his wife, but my dad actually...
Bill.
Isn't she?
No, it's Bill Gaither.
Oh, Bill Gaither, yeah, sorry. But my dad had a book of hers, actually, Gloria Gaither, with songs that she loved and they'd written together as a couple. And when he was actually very ill, a lot of the time he would be in his study just listening to this music. And I actually thought that it was my dad that requested that we do this piece, but actually I was wrong. It was actually my mum, and I didn't realise that. But when I think of the circumstances at the time, how maybe for my mum at that period, that the Lord was the centre of her joy, was what she needed in her confidence and comfort, that it's very meaningful to her. So I definitely felt it was right to put it on the CD, and I love this piece, yeah.
Jesus, you're the centre of my joy.
Roger, Stephanie and Ellie, our holy half hour has nearly run its course. How time flies when you're enjoying yourself. It's been a pleasure to have you up at the studio, and thanks for sharing your excitement with us. We hope the CD has a wonderful ministry. And so, listener, I hope that you have enjoyed the programme. If so, you can get a full CD from Adelaide College and Saltcoats and all over. And I've kept the best news till last. It's actually a double CD. Now there's good news. And all the tracks tonight have come from just one of the two CDs, so you have a treat in store. So bye for now, and we leave you with the last track, an extroit. It's a technical expression. Basically saying that if we have Jesus, we have everything.
I wish you Jesus, but I wish Jesus.